You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it.
Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you feel like the gem. Sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly.
eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach.
Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Boricua is the name for someone from Puerto Rico, but it's more than a name. It's a way of life and representation of the vibrant spirit of the island.
Let the Boricua spirit welcome you with a warm embrace to start each day and remind you why you travel in the first place.
In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are. With nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline, there's always new places to explore.
The island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches. There are spots that are perfect for water sports. You can surf, snorkel, paddleboard, or go diving.
To travel to Puerto Rico, there is no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This is
Suckers!
I'm Kaylin Bell.
I'm Dean Bell.
And I'm Jared Haben.
An iHeartRadio podcast. Hello, everyone. Welcome to an all-new episode of Suckers, Kaylin's Corner. Today, we're talking pop culture with the pop culture king himself, Dean Bell.
Kaylin's Corner is... You stole that from me.
Well, yeah. I haven't come up with anything on my own.
You got to do an Instagram poll. That's what I did. Those guys are way smarter than us.
That's true. I should.
Yeah.
I must. So Dean and I are in LA right now. We are heading to a premiere. So pop culture of us.
Yeah. We eat, sleep, and breathe.
Pop culture. That's pretty good. We are headed to a premiere, a Nat Geo premiere of Queens. And next week, if anything exciting happens, any celebrities show up, we'll let you know. We'll recap it here.
You think any celebs are going to show?
Angela Bassett. My money's
is
on
she
her.
A celeb? What, I mean, obviously she's... What is she? What is she from?
Angela Bassett is in a lot.
Oh, yeah. See, I asked the question and you're like, yeah, obviously she's been in so many things. Instantly grabs her phone and starts to Google what she's from. Recognizable voice. I know that much.
Black Panther.
Oh, yeah. Black Panther. She's good
Boys
in that.
Boys in the Hood. I don't know 9-1-1. What's Love got to do with it?
We don't even know if she's going to be there, honestly. She just narrates the show. So one would assume, but nothing's confirmed.
Yeah, she just won an Oscar.
Cool.
Honorary Oscar speech. So, yeah. Her, I mean, she is a great narrator. Her voice is incredible. But we got a lot of... Finally, we've got some good pop culture this week.
Sick.
It's been a minute. Everyone has been sleeping. They've been boring. Nobody's doing anything. And now people want the headlines. And the first headline, well, there's two good ones. Ryan Gosling has a great headline and Sandoval. We're back to him. But I sent you a TikTok. Did you watch it?
I sure did. Not.
I figured. Okay, so Sandoval and Schwartz from Vanderpump, if you're unfamiliar. I don't know who is these days because, my gosh, they've been talked about for over a year now. Sandoval and Schwartz did Nick Viall's podcast. And I think Schwartz is charming. I think Schwartz got a bad rap because he's friends with Sandoval. And he definitely made some mistakes. I'm not going to lie. He did screw up quite a bit. But he's trying to redeem himself. I'm watching Vanderpump. He's doing a good job. Like, he's trying to be Ariana's friend. She's not willing to. Anyways, the podcast happens. Sandoval shows up, I don't know, 45 minutes late, 45 minutes to an hour late. Imagine us just sitting around waiting. Everyone's there and Sandoval strolls in and Nick is like, hey man, why are you late? And Sandoval's like, well, you were late to my podcast, and doesn't even like regard the fact that he was late. Doesn't say, hey, I'm sorry, man. Like, he would have been doing himself a favor if he just said, I'm sorry, you're right, like I screwed up. Instead, he's like, no, Nick, you were late. You were 2 hours late to my podcast. You didn't show up until 8:30. I told you to be there at 5:30, or maybe it was 6:30. Like, he just kept changing his story. So then Natalie pulls up a text and she's like, Nick did your podcast. And he texted me. She's like, what time did it start? And he's like, 5:30. And she's like, okay, he texted me that he was done at 6:50. And then Nick pulls up text and they're like going, and he's like, no, man, we waited around for an hour. You were late. And this is like going on back and forth. And then finally Sandoval is like, I'm sorry for being late. But then also before he says, I'm sorry, he's like, why are we even talking about this? And Nick's like, you brought it up. Like, all I'm saying is, why are you late to our podcast? We're all sitting around waiting. And then Nick says, so why are you late? And he was like, I don't know. I was just hanging out with a friend. So it's, I don't know. He just like was shooting himself in the foot in the beginning. All he had to do was say, I'm sorry. I screwed up. I lost track of time. So it starts off like that. And then he just, I didn't think he could make himself look worse, but he made himself look worse. And Nick asked him what he learned and he couldn't give him an answer. Says, all he said was, I'm trying to be a better person. But that's not necessarily learning something. I think we should all strive to be better people all the time. You haven't chimed in yet.
You're on a roll. I was just letting you roll with it.
Okay. We should always strive to be better people. That's not something you learned from the biggest scandal of last year in terms of pop culture, of course. And he was like, he's like, so what did you learn? And he's like, I don't know. He couldn't say, I learned not to lie. I learned not to cheat. I learned to own my shit. Like, he still can't own what he did. He does, but then he backtracks and he says, but he's like, yeah, I did this, but, and he justifies his reasons for doing it. So it's like, have you actually learned anything? And I'm shocked.
Are you?
No, I guess I'm not. I don't think he'll ever change.
So him and Rachel broke up.
I think they might. No, they did, because now he's dating some model. I just saw that headline. They broke up. He's dating a model.
And how is Rachel doing?
I don't know. Last we saw her, a month ago. She seemed to be doing okay. She said she's moving to Colorado.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but Rachel isn't on the show. And I think that she made a great decision.
Did this show just start airing again or something?
Yeah, I think what day is today? Second episode came out on Tuesday. So I watched the first episode and it was everyone, because Sandoval was recording that show, that reality show with Nick.
Vanderpump. Oh, Special Forces.
Special Forces. He was recording Special Forces, so he wasn't in the first episode. And then end of that episode, he like comes home. So this episode,
I thought Vanderpump was more like live. Like it would film week, like 1 week and then air the next week.
Oh, no. It's like months in it prior.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, so whenever they filmed Special Forces, when this filmed. So I haven't watched Tuesdays yet because we've been traveling, and I'm going to watch that tonight, hopefully, after the premiere. But I don't know. I mean, you were watching old seasons of Vanderpump, and I'm like, he's always been this little slime ball. But the fact that he went through all of this craziness, let alone went through Special Forces, which is a whole nother thing, and you still can't say, I learned this. I'm like, all you can say is, I'm trying to be a better person. I get that, but you learned nothing. And it's just like, he's a narcissist. I like, that's it. For you to walk in late and you point the finger at Nick, it's like, just own it. Just own what you've done and don't make excuses. Just say, I screwed up.
Yeah, I agree. I don't know. I like the guy.
What?
Yeah.
Dean, are you you like Schwartz? You do not like Sandoval?
I like Sandoval.
No, you don't. He's trying to...
No, I don't. I'm not trying to do anything. I like him because, yeah, he's a piece of crap. Yeah, he might suck. He just needs some people in his corner, you know? Everyone's against him right now. I just want to be the guy that's like, hey, you know, you're not that bad.
Until you meet him and then you're like, Caitlin, oh, he's that bad.
Oh, I'm sure I would hate him in real life.
I get where you're coming from. I don't think everyone like should... Like I talked about last week and I talked about on our podcast with Suckers, I hate cancel culture and I hate people feeling so isolated and feeling so alone. So I should stop shitting on him.
No. I mean, I think that's the whole point of this, is to shit on him for sure. And, you know, he made a huge mistake and it was so public and he deserves to be shit on for that. And not owning your mistakes is, obviously, you know, this is one of my big pet peeves. And an inability to do that definitely like kind of shows his maturity or lack thereof. So, but yeah, it's just like, you know, whenever I see people getting crapped on online or in person or whatever it might be, I always bear quite a bit of like compassion for them, I think.
Yeah.
And so I want to be the guy that supports. But unless like this person is doing, which, no, I guess I wouldn't not be supportive if someone was doing really well, but you know, when
if they're
like just an absolute hater, like this person's really doing well in life, and I'm just like, no, you shouldn't be doing that. I don't know. I just feel like people go through low moments, and I've been through low moments, and it would be nice. Like, I've been a piece of shit many times in my life. Still to this day, I do things that are a piece of shit, but not quite nearly as big, I guess, as I had when I was younger. And I did have friends that stuck by me, but you know, there is definitely a component of feeling really alone when you mess up, and maybe what he's doing is just like denying it to himself to feel better about it, like to cope with it, I guess.
Yeah. Well, okay. So when you were going through your bad public persona stuff, your bad public...
Oh, that wasn't the worst of my life. That was not even close to
the worst. Not publicly. You're talking about like when?
Well, just like in high school and college and post-college.
Okay. So whenever you're going through those things, did you feel like you were growing or you were defending your actions?
I was probably defending my actions because I was young and immature and stupid.
So this guy's about 45. I don't know.
Oh, no. There's no excuses for what he's doing and how he's acting. But like, all I'm saying is, having been in those lows and, you know, I just know how lonely and how depressive it can get. And so I don't want to keep piling on him, me personally, just because I know how it feels sometimes, I guess.
I do agree with you. And I feel like I've said this a ton. Like, I don't think people should all gang up on one person. Like, it's just, it's so unhealthy. And you are on social media and you're anonymous, but like, these people read these and they have feelings. But
yeah,
I just don't understand how he can't learn from his actions. Like, Sandoval, we're trying here. At least he's trying to defend you and he is defending you. But like, learn from your actions and stop defending you sleeping with your girlfriend of 8 years, her best friend.
Well, just for the record, I don't want you to twist my words. I'm not defending him.
You're trying to support him.
I'm not even necessarily support. Maybe like support is a loose term you could use, but I just like, I want to.
You said you liked him, so that's support.
I want to be in his corner. That's not even the right way. I just don't want to. Okay, fine. I support him, but I'm not defending him, but I support him.
Okay. So I talked about this on Suckers. My struggle with this podcast is being able to talk crap about people. I don't know why. I think it's like hard for me to talk poorly about women. It's a little bit easier for me to talk crap about Sandoval. I don't know why, but now you're struggling with this.
Well, no. Yeah. I mean, I see your point. It's just, it's so easy to pile on and I want to be, I don't like easy. Who wants easy? You know,
it is easy to pile on again.
And I'm not telling you, I'm not advising you, like I don't want you to be like, oh, maybe I shouldn't pile on. I think you should pile on more.
No,
I think
it should
be like a yin yang thing where you pile on and I try to like shovel out the water of the boat with a cup or
I just wonder, he's in his mid 40s. I just wonder if he's ever going to change. He could be early 40s. I don't know. He's in his 40s. I wonder if he's ever going to change. Like, you go through this massive scandal and you come out and you're still pointing the finger at other people. You're still blaming... what is it? It's not Jenny's Bakery. It's Lady Cakes something. And they just shut down recently, but they did a cake and it was like Scandoval's a liar or Sandoval's a liar. And he was so upset by that. It's like, stop pointing the finger at other people and own it. Like, it's insane. And if you're in your 40s and you still can't look in the mirror and be like, these are the mistakes I've made. This is how I want to grow. It's just like, what's going to do it for you?
Yeah. Nothing.
Nothing. I can tell you don't want to keep talking.
No, I wish I had more to contribute here. I say I support him. I don't really know anything about him, minus the whole scandal thing. I want to reiterate, I'm not defending him at all, not even a little bit.
Ken's like, don't come after me.
No, not even like, I don't know. I don't want that to be out there in the ether.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, well, every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things you love are checked by experts, but not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just two capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Well, I'm going to pivot to something a little bit more lighthearted. Did you know Ryan Gosling, aka Ken, is a Bachelor fan? He's a big reality TV fan, and he based some of the Ken-ness on The Bachelorette.
Oh.
Yeah, that just came out with an article.
Any
about
Bachelorette
that.
Specifically?
He said he watches a lot of reality TV, including Bachelorette, and he told Variety the show has parallels to Barbie. It's not dissimilar, he's saying, in the sense that they sit around idly waiting for The Bachelorette to acknowledge them, which is pretty true. I mean, when you're filming the show.
I thought Greta Gerwig mentioned that.
This is coming from Ryan Gosling.
I could have sworn I remembered an interview with Greta before the movie aired or just after it had aired of her comparing it to Bachelor, Bachelorette. But maybe I'm misremembering it with Ryan Gosling having said it.
This is the first I've heard of Bachelor, but you could be right. But it's funny because the way that he said it, it's like we are. If you're on The Bachelorette, you guys are just all waiting around for Rachel to show up. And when I was on Colton season, we all just like waited around and, you know, we all had a good time with each other, but it's like, it's kind of what we were doing. And that's how Barbie was. It's like the guys are kind of nothing without Barbie.
Cool. Well, hey, Ryan.
And he said, and yes, they have no attention outside of the attention she gives them. So I really like that parallel.
Yeah.
And who knows, maybe Ryan watched you on your season.
Yeah, definitely did. That's where he drew his inspiration for Ken from.
Yeah, exactly. Blonde hair. He beaches.
Blonde hair.
You had blonde hair, but that was after the fact. He lived in Venice Beach, or went to Venice Beach.
Wow, the parallels.
I mean, wow. Also, last thing I want to talk about before we go is the Grammys that we watched together.
Yeah, we watched like the last 10 minutes of it.
Well, I watched the whole thing. So Miley won her very first Grammy.
Congrats, Miley. Long time coming.
Yeah, she won her first Grammy, and Mariah Carey was presenting the award, and Miley goes up there and she's just like, a lot of people are talking about this, what I'm about to talk about, Miley versus Taylor. Miley goes up and she's like, Mariah, I want you to stand next to me as I accept this award. Or she's like, you know, one MC to another MC, like I have to have her standing next to me. And she's like, I almost missed this. I don't give a crap about this award. Like if I missed Mariah Carey, I would have been devastated. And she just really acknowledged and appreciated Mariah. Which, like, it's her first Grammy. I can only imagine how overwhelmed she is, like, how excited she is. And she's still acknowledging this person, this legend, in front of her. Cut to the very last award of the night. Taylor wins Album of the Year, and the presenter is Celine Dion. And this is all over social media. Everyone is speculating, like, did Taylor snub Celine? And so if you watch the video, Taylor's hugging everyone left and right, like, all over stage, hugging someone. And in Taylor's defense, someone called to her as she like grabbed the award from Celine. So she's not ever looking at Celine. And then she just diverts her attention. Like it goes straight to the crowd. Like never once looks at Celine Dion, never acknowledges her. And people are really, really upset about that. So what are your thoughts?
Well, I actually heard that that's just not true.
How so?
I heard that there's like an alternate angle where she is talking and acknowledging Celine.
What? There's no... How would that be possible?
I don't know. I saw it somewhere that maybe it was like a comment on Instagram. so who knows how reputable it was. But everyone was kind of ragging on Taylor for doing exactly that. And then this person was like, no, like if you watch it back, you'll see that she's like talking to her at the like on the side or something. I mean, maybe she didn't receive her reward and talk to her right then, just like Miley
like
Cyrus.
Maybe did. After and then.
But she did like still pay her respects, I think.
Yeah. And I think people are mad because they're comparing Miley to Taylor. So they're like, Miley was talking about Mariah Carey. It's not necessary to talk about the presenter in your speech, in your acceptance speech, you know? So like people, you can't really compare the two. And Taylor won. So this Grammy, she is the first performer to win the prize for Album of the Year 4 times. So it's like, it's a big deal of her getting this Grammy. I don't know. I don't think it's fair to compare. And then they took a photo backstage. They look super friendly.
I thought that, sorry to interrupt you. I'm pretty sure there have been other artists that have won 4 Grammys.
She's the first female or she's along with them. I know there's 2 other men.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's a female.
I think didn't like Seal win it a bunch of times? Right. Not Seal, but someone of that same generation.
I Googled it and this is what came up on Google. The first performer to win the prize for Album of the Year 4 times, but I'm pretty sure it's female.
I mean, let's be honest. Google probably knows a little bit more than I do. It's okay. You don't need to Google it. We'll call it female because I do remember seeing 2 other men or something up there.
Yeah. And yeah, so they took a photo together backstage and they looked all cozy and happy. I think... It did look really rude from the angles that I saw from it. It looked very rude. But I think she's hugging someone and then she goes to grab the award and that person she just hugged in the blue dress yelled something at her. So she looks at her and is talking to her and then she grabs the award. She could have been like turned to her and just been like, thank you so much. Like whatever. I never saw her do that. And it looked rude, but I don't think the intent was rude. I think it was overwhelming. She had so many people up on stage with her.
Man, you Swifties will bend over backwards to make her.
I'm not a Swiftie. Do you want me to talk crap and say, okay, but it's like, it's not fair because people are comparing. Miley was up on stage by herself. It was Miley and Mariah. Taylor brought so many people up on stage with her. So like she's having conversations with all these people. But I said, it was rude. From the angle I saw, I thought it was very rude.
You Swifties. I mean, if I had to pick one, I would be a Miley fan over a Taylor fan.
No, you don't have to pick one.
If I had to. Twist my arm, picking Miley over Taylor.
You've always loved Miley.
Have I?
Mm-hmm. When we went to iHeart Music Fest in Vegas, you were like, oh, wait, I got to watch Miley.
I don't remember that. I don't know if that's necessarily true.
We had to go further up to see her closer.
I don't think that's true, even in the slightest bit. I've met her before. She's very kind.
When did you meet her?
Don't you worry about that.
Shut up. When did you meet her?
Don't worry about it.
And she's kind?
She's very kind. Never met Taylor, so who knows if she's kind or not.
True. Could all be a facade. Who is the kindest celebrity you've ever met and the most unkind?
I don't know. It's a lot to process. And I don't have much RAM up
just
in this
kind.
Headspace of mind. Mine.
Who is the kindest celebrity you've ever met?
I don't want to say.
Why? Because they're all kind?
They're all kind. And I feel weird talking about celebrities.
Because you don't want... You guys are friends? Is that why?
Yeah, we're friends. Wells Adams.
Wells Adams. Ben Higgins.
Yeah. Who's your favorite, nicest celebrity?
I don't want to say because we're friends.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. Kate.
Who?
Kate Hudson.
Oh, yeah. She was really nice.
So cool. Just like a cool Colorado gal.
And Goldie Hawn.
Goldie Hawn is great. Anyways, that's all for pop culture this week.
There's got to be more.
Yeah, but that was the most interesting. Sophia Richie's having a baby. Do you know who that is?
She got married.
Yeah, she kind of blew up at her wedding. Lionel Richie's daughter. People always compare us and say that we look similar. I love that comment. Do you think we do?
I have no idea what she looks like.
I'll pull it up.
But if she looks something like you, then I bet you guys look pretty similar.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like people, it's hit or miss. But she really had a glow up and blow up after her wedding. So she dated Scott Disick, and that is Sophia at the Grammys, pregnant, looks great.
You guys don't look anything alike.
Huh.
Your lips are kind of similar.
Okay. What about that one?
I take it back. Your lips are not similar. You guys look nothing alike.
Okay. Okay.
you kind of do. You got a similar like head shape, I guess.
Got the heart-shaped faces.
The shape of your head is similar, but that's where the comparisons and similarities
end. I think we kind of have similar noses, no? Who knows? Anyways, so she dated Scott Disick for a while. And the way, like, sometimes people, like, adapt to the person they're dating. Not necessarily me, married to, because we're very different. And I don't necessarily dress like you. I've dressed down, I guess.
Where are you going with this?
Anyways, so Scott, she was just dressing more, like, more crop tops, like, long extensions, bleach blonde hair, lots of makeup. And now that she's married to Elliot, she just is, like, classic Chanel, just beautiful, very minimal makeup, more of like a blonde brown hair and just like, just perfectly styled. She looks amazing all the time and it's crazy. And it's like all after her wedding, she just had this huge blow up and yeah, glow up, not blow up, glow up. And looks amazing. Now they're having a baby.
Do you like Christina Ricci?
Sophia.
I'm so sorry. Do you like Sophia Richie?
I do, yeah.
You do?
I actually ran into her at a coffee shop.
Give us the tea.
We didn't say hi.
Give us the tea or I'm going to give them the tea.
Wait, I was with Allie and Allie goes so loud and she was like, oh my God, that's Sophia Richie. And Sophia looked at us and ran inside. I was like, Allie, be cool. I do like Sophia Richie a lot. I'm happy for her.
That's nice.
Yeah, but that's it in the pop culture news. We're going to keep it brief. And at least it was like a little bit interesting this week. It's been dull. And I think next week we're going to get even more. I'm going to watch Vanderpump. We're going to have 2 episodes worth of Vanderpump to catch up on. And then we'll give you the tea on Queens.
I'm sure people are dying little to get LA experience. Tea.
Oh my gosh, there's going to be celebrities galore.
I mean, I heard Dean and Kaylin are going to be there.
Hilarious. That's going to do it for this week's episode. Be sure to tune in next week where maybe we suck just a little bit less.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of 2 clinically studied ingredients in 1 revolutionary formula: berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Our kids have said to us since we moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with 2 young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the Star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.